This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your breath and level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would once again suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information that's available for each of you to participate in. You will find that as a result of this energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness to have that opportunity to telepathically interact or exchange with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, the information that you receive on that exchange quite often is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires, and is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to close your eyes and express that intent to alter your consciousness and to become involved in that telepathic interaction or exchange of information. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you're very near to the end of what we have often referred to as the transition period into this new age and new energy. Your so-called prophets, your predictors of the future from your perceived history, have continuously expressed the opinion that this reality that you experience, this world that you exist in, is about to be terminated or ended. And we have suggested that what's about to occur is the end of this ability to accurately predict what may occur in your so-called future, based upon any beliefs that you may hold in your consciousness or subconsciousness. Because once again, as you enter into this new age and new energy, you will have and shall experience the opportunities to alter your reality from a conscious state in a manner that has been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past or in your history. Difficult because you chose to make it difficult. There were the odd individuals who became very adept at consciously manipulating their reality, understanding that the reality was a reflection of beliefs, and thereby understanding as well that if you can alter your belief, you alter your reality without exception. That's how you create this reality, is how you sustain it, is how you exist within it. In this new age and new energy, once again, it will be much easier for you to accomplish that conscious creation and manipulation of this reality that you experience. We've often suggested that this alteration and conscious creation process would be available to each of you, and we have referred to it more on an individual basis as opposed to a human consciousness or societal belief system basis. And yet, the effect of the human consciousness as well, from your so-called awakened consciousness state, can be influenced and shall be influenced in a manner, once again, that's been very difficult to accomplish in your past, in this so-called period that you have existed in what we refer to as the post-Atlantean period. And so, your individual thoughts and feelings from a conscious state can affect and will affect your beliefs and belief systems. And once again, while we have suggested primarily and dealt with this primarily from a position of individual beliefs and belief systems and realities, in this new age and new energy, these conscious thoughts and feelings that will affect your belief systems, your choices and your decisions as a human consciousness shall be applied to this concept of conscious creation as well as societal beliefs and belief systems shall be influenced by the conscious creation process of the individuals that are members of that society. To put it in a much simpler basis, what you as a human consciousness dwell upon, what you hold in your consciousness, in your awakened consciousness state, what you choose to hold as thoughts and feelings that will affect your choices and decisions, will, as a total human consciousness, affect this earth system that you exist in. In a manner that, once again, has not been experienced in your so-called current civilization period, in your post-Atlantean period. So what you think is a society, and what you think is a human consciousness, will and shall affect your choices and decisions, and consequently your beliefs and belief systems, including beyond the personal belief and belief systems, the societal belief systems and the human consciousness belief systems, in a manner that, once again, in this so-called era of your civilization has not been experienced. What does that mean? For example, if your human consciousness, the individuals within a society, believe and continue to hold as a belief that their actions and the lifestyles that they exist in will impact upon your environmental aspects of your earth system, then that shall occur in a manner, once again, that has not been experienced since your Atlantean period. If your societal belief systems based, once again, on individuals in that society holding conscious beliefs or thoughts and feelings are such that you believe that it's possible for you to control activities that are outside of your so-called earth system or your solar system that you exist within, then indeed your beliefs precede your reality, and you once again in this new age and new energy can, through your consciousness, beliefs, and alteration of belief systems, influence this reality in a manner that's been difficult to accomplish in your so-called past, and in terms of the human consciousness beliefs and belief systems being altered from a conscious sight in a manner indeed which you have not experienced since once again the Atlantean periods. Dwell upon that aspect for a while. Think of the implications that you have chosen, to bring into your new age and new energy. The implications that you have chosen to apply to your vibrational level, to this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. We have suggested many, many times that when you enter into this new age and new energy, that you shall, from a conscious position, be able to influence your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your past. We have also suggested as well that that spark of consciousness that you are, from which you create this reality, does not judge whether the creation that you are achieving and accomplishing is right or wrong. Whether it's good or bad, whether it will be beneficial to you in your so-called awakened consciousness state, or detrimental to you in your so-called awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge the right or wrong, good or bad. That's a human consciousness concept. When you are awake, human consciousness concept of what's right or wrong, good or bad, whether you should or should not be involved in a certain type of activity or whether or not it's the type of reality that you desire to experience. The spark of consciousness does not make that judgment. It gives to you that which you desire based upon the beliefs that you hold. We suggested that once again many, many times. The same applies in this new age and new energy, which you in your awakened consciousness state, which you hold as a thought or a feeling, which you dwell upon, will influence your choices and decisions, which in turn influences your beliefs, your attitudes, not the attitudes that you choose to display because you think that's the right attitude, but the attitudes that spring spontaneously from events that are true indicators of the beliefs that you hold. And so those choices and decisions influence the attitudes, influence the beliefs, alter the beliefs, and consequently alter the reality. And when that choice and decision is one that is made by a multitude of individuals, then the creation process becomes much more quickly, if you wish, becomes much more firmly seated in your so-called human consciousness belief systems. And once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. When you have an individual existing within a society who holds within their conscious and awake system continuous feelings of inadequacy, continuous feelings of being unable to accomplish, continuous feelings of being less than worthy, less than deserving. And when that feeling begins to is held by the majority of entities existing within that society, then indeed those feelings of inadequacy, those feelings of lack of deservability affect the choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings, the attitudes, and consequently the beliefs. And they begin to believe and to imagine and to expect that they will exist in that inadequate society, and in your new age and new energy, that particular belief and belief system will be brought into your reality, into your experience, much more quickly than what it has been experienced in your so-called past. Conversely, when you have a society who holds beliefs and belief systems, who holds in your awakened consciousness that the feelings of deservability, the feelings of gratitude, the feelings of worthiness, individuals who lack who they are, individuals who experience self-love in your awakened consciousness that, when those particular thoughts and feelings are experienced throughout a society, then that society once again makes the choices and decisions, holds the thoughts and feelings that influence the attitudes. They begin to have the expectation that their experience will be what you in your awakened consciousness that might refer to as a very desirable and enjoyable experience. And so you grant it, once again, in a manner that has been much more difficult for a society as a whole to accomplish in your so-called past, even for individuals to accomplish in your so-called past. And the irony of it is, in each of the examples that we have presented with you today, the spark of consciousness that creates the reality views them as being equal creations and rejoice in each creation without judging whether one is better or worse, right or wrong, good or bad. That once again is an awake human consciousness concept and perception. It does not exist at the level from which you create the reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, a validation of what it is that you desire. You enter into this new age and new energy. The only difference in the creation process is your capacity and your ability to influence it from a conscious and awake consciousness state in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. The creation process remains the same. It's not about to change. And for those who have practiced this creation process and have experienced realities that are a validation of beliefs that they hold that are based upon their choices and decisions that they realize are based upon thoughts and feelings, what it is that they imagine and desire, and primarily what it is that they expect. Individuals have altered how they feel about themselves so that they can feel that worthiness, so that they can feel in an awakened consciousness that the expectation that they have the capacity to bring into the reality the validation of their beliefs, the validation and the creation of what it is that they desire. Understanding is real, that the reality that they are experiencing is indeed a creation that is a validation of what it is that they truly desire. You see, that's the irony of the creation process. It's not like you're going to suddenly be into a different state of creating. It's not like, oh well, up to here it's just been kind of the luck of the draw. It's been fact. Absolutely not. It's been a validation of what it is that you believe. It has been a creation process that gives to you that which you truly desire. It may not be a desire that you, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and point to and accept responsibility for and say, oh yes, I deserve this reality because that's what I've desired. But at some level of your consciousness, that's what you desire. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. It gives to you without exception that which you truly desire. That's a difficult concept to grasp if the reality is one that you find less than desirable in your so-called awakened consciousness that, if it's one that you look at and say, well, if I had a choice, I certainly wouldn't choose that reality. But the very statement of that, if I had a choice, denies the acceptance of the responsibility for the reality that you experience. Because at some level of your consciousness, you not only have a choice, but have made the choice. And in this new age and new energy, we're suggesting that you can influence that reality from a conscious state by the choices and decisions that you make. Accepting the responsibility enhances the reality experience and enhances your capacity to alter your reality by altering your beliefs. And accepting the responsibility for that reality indeed allows you then to begin to understand what it is that you are experiencing, that you're feeling, what it is that you hold as a belief or a belief system that's responsible for the reality that you're experiencing, so that you can either enhance it and continue to experience that reality, or if you don't like it, you can change it. If you hold the belief that you're not in control, it's not a right or wrong concept. You see, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you truly desire. Validate your beliefs and your belief systems without judgment. We suggest to you that it's possible for you to create a reality consciously or to create it through default. But it doesn't matter. We really don't care which choice you make. That's your choice. We have no intention to attempt to suggest to you that it's more important or it's better for you to believe this way than it is to believe this way. That's your choice. It's your choice. It's your reality. We don't have any capacity to influence your reality. We don't have any capacity to change your reality. And we really don't care what you do with your reality. That's your choice. It's your reality. It's your experience. You're experiencing it for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions that are involved in this reality creation process and in your day-to-day activities. Why on earth would anyone attempt to take that away from you or to change it or to suggest that you don't have the power to control your own reality? If you choose to believe you're not in control, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. And in this new age and new energy, even that choice will bring into the reality creations to validate the belief system from conscious choices and decisions that you make in a manner that has been even more difficult to accomplish in your so-called past. Once again, we're not suggesting that there are only certain creations or beliefs that will come into this reality as a result of your new age and new energy, and the result of the new age and your energy, your capacity to consciously influence the reality. If you wish to choose that there are guides and angels that are influencing your reality, you can have that, absolutely. And not only can you have it, it will even seem more real in your so-called new age and new energy, that you can consciously influence that type of a belief. And there's nothing wrong with it if that's what you want. If you wish to believe that there are other facets of your personality that are influencing this reality, you can have that as well. Absolutely. The irony of it is that you are a multidimensional personality. You exist in a multitude of reality creation processes. And you are influenced and are influencing each one of them through the choices and decisions that you make, not only in this so-called incarnational period, but in all of the incarnational periods, in all of the realities that you experience. It's who and what you truly are. You can't escape that. You are the God you search for. And as such, being the creator of your reality, you can have, not only can, but you do have whatever it is that you desire. That's not about to change. The reality you experience is your creation. That's not about to change. What's changing in what you have, not some other entities and not some other energy or some other figure, if you wish, some other power that's influencing your reality. Not something else that's made this choice that you now as a human consciousness are about to experience this new age and new energy, but as a result of your choices, as a result of the choices that you have made as a human consciousness, you are about to alter and have indeed been altering and are completing the alteration of this messed up of the vibrational level that you exist in. Minute alterations of the electromagnetic type of energy that comprises what we refer to as the veil. This electromagnetic type of energy that you put implies, that you sustain, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and limits your capacity to understand in your so-called awakened consciousness that the process that you utilize to create this reality that you experience. Your choice. Your limitations, your electromagnetic type of energy, your vibrational level, not some god, not a bunch of guides or angels, yours. Now once again, if you wish to choose and to hold a belief that you're not in control, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not a bad thing. It's not something that you need to alter or to get rid of. It allows you to experience, once again, realities that seemingly are beyond your control. And as a result of that experience, the intensity of the feelings and emotions that you experience are much more intense, seemingly much more real, and are the purpose and the reason for which you remain in this vibrational level. So it's not right or wrong. It's not that you can experience a better reality if you choose to believe that you're in control versus this reality if you choose to believe that there are these guides and angels that are controlling your reality or influencing your reality. It's not a right or wrong. It's not that this spark of consciousness that you are is going to look at one type of belief system and compare it to the other and say, or try to influence how you think and feel and the choices and decisions that you make in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Absolutely not. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you experience to validate the beliefs that you hold, and it does so without judging whether it's right or wrong. It gives to you that which you desire without exception. It's who and what you truly are. You are the God you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. It's an illusion. Not insignificant, but nonetheless an illusion. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. And in this new age and new energy, your conscious thoughts and feelings shall influence the choices and decisions, which in turn will influence your beliefs and belief systems in a manner that has been very difficult for you to accomplish in your past. And as a result of that alteration of your so-called veil or the electromagnetic type of energy that compromises this reality that you exist in, you shall have the capacity and the opportunity to consciously influence your reality, this illusionary reality. And there will be no judgment as to whether the choices that you make are right or wrong, other than the judgment that you pass in your awakened consciousness state. This is a no-fail journey that you're upon here. It's not that you can't choose to believe that it's necessary for you to pass certain tests, if you wish, It's not that it's wrong for you to believe that you have to grow. It allows you. It allows you experiences that validate this belief that you hold in your awakened consciousness state, that perhaps, just perhaps, you're not entirely in control. You could implant an electromagnetic type of energy for specifically that purpose, to give you the illusion that you're not in control while you are in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. You put it in place. It was not imposed upon you. It was your choice. And so to continue to hold belief that validate that you're not in control is in no way perceived as being a right or wrong choice to make. If you believe that somehow if you hold certain rituals or you follow certain steps that you can somehow become more enlightened, that you can somehow become higher on the scale if you wish, understand that it's your scale. You create it. Understand that the limitations are your limitations. Understand that the seemingly tests that you have to go through are the steps that you have to follow to achieve the so-called enlightenment are your steps, your challenges, your limitations. And this perceived enlightenment is exactly that. It is your perceived enlightenment. It is your choice. It is your reality. It's not some other entity that has put you here and said you must accomplish this in order to achieve certain types of advancement. You can have that if you wish. It's not right or wrong. Understand that it's your choice. You see, when you begin to accept and to understand that it's your choice, when you begin to understand that it's simply a validation of the beliefs that you hold, then if you wish to intensify that belief, if you wish to continue upon whatever path or journey it is that you have chosen, by making and understanding that the choices and decisions that you make are influencing the reality, you can indeed make the choices and decisions to facilitate the validation of that belief or belief system. It's not right or wrong. It's understanding that you are absolutely in control. Absolutely in control. You are all that is. If you come back to the basics that we continuously suggest time and time and time again, and hold them at the root of all that you choose to believe, if you hold them at the root of all of the choices and decisions that you make, of the thoughts and feelings you hold, then you can begin to understand that you are absolutely in control. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what you are. You are the creators of your reality. Without exception. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Those are the only three constants that exist not only in your vibrational level but in any other vibrational level that you might choose to experience or exist within. Those are the only three consistent realities that exist throughout all your levels of consciousness. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that's a validation of the beliefs, the belief systems that you hold. The beliefs are influenced by your thoughts and feelings and your choices and decisions. What it is that you desire. What it is that you imagine this reality is going to be like, and the expectations that you have. In this new age and new energy, in your awakened consciousness state, if you wish to achieve what you must refer to as a more successful conscious creation process, then there are simple steps that we have suggested. And we very seldom suggest that you should do anything because, of course, it's your choice. This reality is a validation of your choice, your beliefs, not influenced by other entities. And so we continuously attempt to avoid giving you certain instructions, suggesting to you that if you think this way, that your reality will also better. If you try this technique, that it will work better than this technique. Absolutely not. The technique, the method that you apply, is only as good as your belief in that method or technique that you utilize and apply. Like who you are. If you like who you are, then you begin to have the capacity to, in your awakened consciousness state, experience self-love. And with that experience of self-love comes the capacity to have the expectation, to have the ability to consciously influence your reality. The expectation that what it is that you desire in a conscious state will indeed come into your reality experience in your day-to-day activities. And once again, it doesn't matter what the belief is. We're not suggesting that one belief is superior to the other. If you choose to believe that you're not in control, that's fine. You can have that. If you choose to believe that you are in control, then you can have that as well. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether one is superior or inferior to the other. That's your awakened consciousness choice decision. But liking who you are, loving yourself consciously, enhances your capacity to consciously influence your reality through the thoughts and feelings and choices and decisions, and consequently through the attitudes that are the reflections of the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. Like who you are, love yourself consciously, and increase your expectation to have the capacity to consciously influence your reality and to bring into your reality that which you truly desire. And once again, as you enter into this new age and new energy, that capacity to consciously influence your reality is there. You really experience it. Your choice. It's not something that you've been subjected to. It's something that is a validation and a completion of a choice that you, as a human consciousness, have made. A choice that you have put in place to alter the very makeup of this energy that comprises this illusion that you exist within. It's there. We typically meet with you on a monthly basis. In your perception of time and space, we are at the completion of this new age and new energy. And when we meet with you again in your so-called monthly gathering, we will have been through this era, if you wish, of transformation into the new age and new energy, the perception of which will be very minute, and for some not experienced at all. For others, the experience has been something that they have been evolving through for many of your so-called past years in your recent history. From the year of 1987, when you, as a human consciousness, began this transformation of this energy that comprises your vibrational level. Many entities have been transforming along with it and experiencing the alterations of the energy. Your so-called indigo children, who seemingly accomplish almost the impossible in your so-called old age and old energy, not because they're new entities, not because they are entities that have not experienced other reincarnational periods, but rather entities who understand the capacity to consciously influence your reality and accept it. Accept it as being what it is. Not something they have to search for, but something they own. It's like each of you breathing air. It's not something that you consciously experience and think about in every breath that you take. It's just there. You know that it's there. You accept it. It's a validation of a human consciousness belief system. And so it is with many of your so-called indigo children. It's just there. It's like breathing. It's a part of their conscious existence that they accept without question. It's just there. Each of that is available to each of you. That capacity to consciously influence your reality. You have but to believe. You have but to understand that the choices that you make influence your thoughts and your feelings, and conversely your thoughts and feelings are an impact upon the choices, which all in turn influence and have an impact upon what it is that you believe. Your choices and decisions will influence how it is that you feel about who you are, how it is that you feel about the other entities that you interact with, how it is about you feel in terms of the expectation that you shall experience certain types of realities in your day-to-day activities. The expectation that's a validation of the choices and the decisions of what it is that you truly desire. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is simply exist because you choose to allow it to exist. The limitations of your understanding of the creation process and of the creation that you experience are limitations that you put in by, that you choose to remain in place, and that limit your understanding not only of the creation process, but of who and what you truly are. The limit in your conscious understanding and in all of the levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level, the understanding that you are all that is, the understanding that you create your reality, and the understanding that you cannot fail to come to the knowledge and to the experience of knowing that you are all that is. The irony of it is, as we have suggested many times as well, that each of you has the capacity to go with inside. If you go with inside, you can find the answers that you seek. So many continuously look outside. You look for someone else's perception, someone else's explanation of this reality that you are experiencing. You continuously look outside. You look for other entities who have been involved in various activities and suddenly have the answers to your creation process. And as we've suggested to you many times, the only way that you can experience the answer, the only way that you can know, is to go with inside. And when you perceive the answer, you begin to understand that it cannot be written down, that you will not find it by listening to an entity such as us that's existing outside of your vibrational level and is making this pitiful effort to try to attempt to have you understand who and what you truly are. You can only grasp it by going with inside and then once again you begin to understand why it cannot be expressed through this limited use of the vocabulary. It cannot be written down, and you won't find it in any text, and you won't find it in any text or by viewing any type of projection that will give you the answers that you seek. Go within inside. Look within inside. Know who and what you truly are by going within inside. You can, if you practice this and we utilize the terminology practice because you like to have these limitations, you like to feel that it's difficult. If you practice and it takes time, then it's more real. And so if you practice and it's going within inside, and you put aside all of the illusions that you create within inside your consciousness, put them aside. It's an illusion that you create. And some of them can be very attractive, and they attempt to make you stay there. Your attempt to make you stop. Your attempt to make you stay within this conscious state. Your attempt to stay within this so-called understanding of the vibrational level that you exist within. Your attempt. It's not someone else attempting to create these illusions that you experience, what you perceive to be illusions, other realities that are as real as this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's all an illusion. Put it aside. Put it aside. Go deeper. Utilize different techniques if you wish. Sometimes if you are in that altered state of consciousness, if you utilize the perception of either going up or down in an elevator, for example, that can assist you in going deeper into another level of your consciousness if you wish to utilize that type of experience. If that assists, if that helps you, then utilize it. For some it may be going through different levels of consciousness. You may lay down in a very comfortable place and go to sleep. And in that sleep, you can, in your altered state of consciousness, dream and therefore be deeper and put that aside as well and go deeper and deeper. Whatever works. If it's a flight of stairs with a doorway at the bottom that takes you into a different reality, and when you get into that different reality, some other type of technique that takes you even farther so that you continuously put them aside. Whatever works for you, go deeper and deeper and put them aside, and you can get a glimpse of who and what you truly are. You can become overwhelmed with the unconditional love of who and what you truly are, and you begin to understand the perception that when you come back into the so-called awakened consciousness state, that it's an experience of emotions and feelings. It's an understanding that defies explanation. And then you begin to understand why it can't be written down, or why you can't express it through use of a vocabulary, and why you won't find it written in a book. Why you then begin to go with inside, and you attempt to even go deeper. That choice is yours. Each of you has that capacity. Each of you has that ability. Absolutely. You are all that is. You are the creator of this reality you have experienced, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. The rest is an illusion. And those three truths, as simple as they are, defy explanation if you attempt to explain how to get there, how to understand it. It defies explanation in your awakened consciousness that go with inside, search with inside, and you shall find the answer. Now, once again, we would take a break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and peace.